America's governors stand with Texas to secure the border. Governors Lee, Kemp, Sanders, and Gianforte also spoke about President Biden's reckless refusal to secure the border and states across the country joining together to support Texas's historic border security efforts during the press conference. View the full press conference here. During the press conference, Governor Abbott provided an update on the ongoing operations of Texas National Guard soldiers and Texas Department of Public Safety troopers at Shelby Park, where Texas continues to hold the line. He also thanked America's governors for banding together to do the job President Biden refuses to do to secure the southern border. The governor was also joined at the press conference by Texas Department of Public Safety Deputy, DPS, Director Freeman Martin, Texas Adjutant General Major General Thomas Sulzer, Texas Division of Emergency Management Chief Nim Kidd, and Texas Border Czar Mike Banks. Prior to the press conference, Governor Abbott held a border security briefing for his fellow governors to provide detailed insight into the severe consequences of President Biden's complete failure to secure the border. Deputy Director Martin, Major General Sulzer, and Border Czar Banks also provided updates on the multitude of effective tools and strategies deployed by Operation Lone Star to secure the border. First, Deputy Director Martin highlighted Operation Lone Star's border security efforts, mentioning that DPS has seized over 458 million lethal doses of fentanyl. Enough to kill every man, woman, child in America. Major General Sulzer then provided an overview of Texas National Guard soldiers' efforts to hold the line, including adding more razor wire along the Texas-Mexico border and their work on expanding Shelby Park as a base camp to crack down on the flow of illegal immigration. Finally, Border Czar Banks touted Operation Lone Star's border security measures, pointing to low border crossings in areas where the Texas National Guard and DPS are currently deployed along the Texas-Mexico border. Today's border visit comes after Governor Abbott sent President Biden a letter last month outlining Texas's constitutional right to defend and protect itself as the Biden administration continues to attack Texas and refuses to perform their duties to secure the border. As of today, 14 states, including Arkansas, Florida, Iowa, Idaho, Nebraska, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming, have stepped up to support Texas's efforts and deployed personnel and resources to secure the border in President Biden's absence.